Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kenya. How can I help you?
Yes, Kenya. My name is Edward Todd, and I'm calling because I got a charge against my credit card that I don't think that I authorized.
Okay. Well, I'll be more than happy to check into it for you. And let me see. Give me one moment. And could I have your zip code, please?
40229.
Okay. And could I have your first and last name?
First name is Edward. The last name is Todorich. That's spelled T-O-D-O-R-I-C-H.
Okay. Thank you. And just to make sure I'm looking at the correct information, could you verify your mailing address, please?
11709 Taylor Ray Drive. Ray is spelled R-A-E. That's Louisville, Kentucky, 40229.
Okay, so I do see here that you paid the shipping, which was on March 9th, for a watch. You just paid $5.97 for it.
Yes, that was on this same charge statement. That one I do not contest. There is another charge from March 24th that I'm challenging. I had no idea what that is and how it was posted or why it was posted. I don't know what, I mean, I don't know what it is.
Okay, yes, sir. So, yes, sir. So once you paid the shipping for that product, that actually started a 14-day trial where you got to get have the watch for 14 days. Then after the 14 days, be billed the full amount for the watch, which was the $69.97 charge.
That was not on the communication was sent initially. They said the product was free, you just had to pay for the shipping.
Yes, sir. So when you went to go basically check out on the website, it did state about the 14-day trial and that you would be billed the full amount for the product.
Don't tell me you're all doing that kind of marketing and that kind of penalizing people. Well, that information should be posted up front, not at the very tail end of a checkout once you've already executed the transaction. No, you can't do that. That's illegal. You can't do that.
Okay,
I've been down this road before. That is illegal. You cannot do that.
Yes, sir.
I can contest the charge and let it go away, or I can send it over to somebody else to pursue further action.
Yes, sir. So,
but I will not buy another product from you all as a result. Period.
Yes, sir. So I can go ahead and offer you a 35% refund of the full amount of that watch.
You can offer what you want, but I want a total credit and I'll send the watch back. I don't care. But I am not going for this this kind of transaction. I'm not doing it. You can have the watch back. It has not been used. It is still in the original package.
Okay, yes, sir. And I can also offer you a 50% refund as well.
No, I'm not looking for 50%. If you're, like I said, I want 100% credit, or I'm just going to pursue other avenues.
Okay.
You can't do that. This is illegal.
Yes, sir. And I can also offer you a free set of earbuds, and then you can just keep the watch.
Well, it's free. This was supposedly free. And then I got charged $70. I ain't gonna fight this battle again. When you say free earbuds, I don't believe it at all.
Okay, so
I mean, you ruined your credibility.
So you can go ahead and return the watch, and I can go ahead and refund you. But we do have a $9.95 restocking fee that is going to have to be deducted out of the full amount of the watch.
Nope, I'm not paying anymore. I agreed to pay the shipping charge, and that's all I agreed to pay. Everything else is not appropriate, and once contested, you can't do that. I've been down this road with other internet companies before, and you can't do that. If people just shut up and pay it, then that's how y'all make your money. So you can either tell me to keep it and issue the entire credit, or issue the credit and tell me what address to send it back to, but I will block your company from any future payment.
Okay. Well, yes, sir. Bear with me one quick moment. I'm just going to place you on a breathe hold. Okay, yes, sir. So I am going to go ahead and refund you the full amount, and I'm going to also give you the address where you can return the watch.
Is that something you can email to me so I have it in writing?
No, sir, but I can give you a confirmation number.
You can't email me the address that I need to send it to?
No, sir, because I'm not able to send email. But I can go ahead and call it out to you and also give you a confirmation number for the refund if you were wanting that.
Well, I've been down this road before, too, and I'm going to go ahead and do what you say. But I'm willing to bet I do not see the refund. And I will be on the phone again.
Okay, bear with me one quick moment.
Thank you.
Thank you for being patient. Bear with me just a few more moments. Okay, thank you for being patient. So I did go ahead and do your refund for you. And now I'm going to go ahead and give you the address where you'll be returning that to. So that's 105. Mm-hmm. Sarah Way. So that's S as in Sam, E as in Eddie, R as in Robert, another R as in Robert, A as in Apple. Then there's a space, Way, W as in Walnut, A as in Apple, Y. Then there's another space in the pound symbol. And then 178. Mel Pattis, I'm going to spell that for you as well. So that's M as in Mary, I, L as in Larry, P as in Peter, I, T as in Turtle, A as in Apple, S as in Sam, California, and you could just put CA if you would like. And that zip code is 95035.
Okay, I'm going to read this back to you so I make sure I have it correct. Now, what's the name of the company that needs to go on the very top line?
It's called Hype Watch, H-Y-P as in Peter, E as in Eddie, space watch.
Okay.
Yes, sir. And were you wanting me to repeat it back to you?
No, I'm going to repeat it to you to make sure I wrote it correctly.
Okay.
I've got Hype-Watch.
Mm-hmm.
Address 105. Sarah, spelled S-E-R-R-A. Way, number 178.
Mm-hmm.
Milpitas, M-I-L-P-I-T-A-S, California,
mm-hmm.
95035.
Yes, sir, that's correct. Yes, sir, that's correct. And that refund should be showing, well, it can be showing a little later today, but if not, I would say no longer than Friday of this week, April 9th. You should receive those funds in your account. And thank you for calling customer support, and you have a great rest of your day.
Now, do you have an authorization number on that credit you issued?
Oh, yes, sir. I can give you that right now. So that's 6116574371.
That's number 6116574371.
Yes, sir, that's correct.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Great. Thank you for calling customer support, and you have a great rest of your day.
Now, is this the way that they do business? Do they actually tack on that stuff to the end of every transaction?
Yes, sir. It's not at the end. It's before you check out, not after you check out. There is a box there that asks if you're 18 and older, and it also do state that you understand that this is a trial and that you will be billed the full amount after the 14 days.
You know, you realize I'm going to go out and look, right?
Yes, sir.
Not just for this product, the other emails that I got for supposedly free product. I'm going to go out and look. And if there's not that box and if there's not that there, that's not going to be good news. Okay, but
okay.
I will get this squared away.
All righty. Well, thank you for calling. You have a great rest of your day.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.